My accent. I love my accent. I love that wild sea which attacks my weak tongue. It doesn't reside in the morning radio news as much as in the rustle of the job offer flyers stapled to the street walls. In my accent, you can find my past, the different me who still talks with imagined fishes in a glass of water. My grandfather was a fisherman, and I grew up on a dock waiting for him to come back. He built a gigantic aquarium when I was born, and every time he brought a fish, he named it immediately by some word I had to learn, until the next came, next came, next came. I remember the first word called I am. And after that, the beauty of language came to me through the shining scales. I learned watching the aquarium and recognizing the words by the silent colors. After returning home, my grandfather would spend whole nights making sentences by combining the fishes who would pass each other. It's how I learned to speak. I left the house the day when my grandfather went fishing for a blackfish he was missing and never came back. Now, I'm sitting in the middle of my empty room, as in an aquarium, and talking with the ghost of the fishes I used to recognize by words. Talking with the shadows floating over the flyers ripped off street walls. I love my accent, I love my accent, I repeat and repeat again, just not to ask myself. Who am I now? Am I real? Or just the blackfish my grandfather failed to catch?